AI News by Conjero.
Microsoft's raised prices on two-year-old Surface PCs by about $300, and that's pushing the entry point above $1,000. It also removes the sub-$1,000 options from the lineup.
That's a big shift, especially for AI teams. It changes the floor for affordable developer machines, pilot setups, and light edge deployment hardware.
Right, and the hardware itself hasn't suddenly gotten faster. The real change is who can buy it, and how many units a team can justify.
Exactly. If a group standardizes on Surface PCs for engineers, data scientists, or field teams, a $300 jump can ripple through procurement pretty fast.
And for AI work, local machines still matter a lot. Teams use them for code development, prompt testing, model inspection, and inference validation before anything moves to bigger systems.
So once the cheapest acceptable device crosses that $1,000 mark, the question becomes, should these tasks stay local or go cloud first instead?
It nudges more teams toward hybrid setups, but the balance changes. Cloud can absorb bursts of training and testing, while local hardware gets harder to justify.
The edge side feels even sharper. If you need test hardware close to the user or data source, higher prices make extra staging units, redundancy, and field testing tougher to fund.
And that affects experimentation. Fewer affordable devices can mean fewer edge pilots, narrower trials, and less room to iterate when mistakes are costly.
There's also the ownership angle. Higher upfront cost feeds into refresh cycles, support burden, and how finance compares local spending with cloud spend.
That comparison is pretty direct now. More expensive devices can make cloud-first models look more attractive, especially when they turn capital expense into operating expense.
But cloud isn't free of trade-offs. Long-running workloads and data movement can add costs of their own, so this doesn't erase the decision, it just shifts it.
The broader signal is that Microsoft is repricing part of the Windows ecosystem in a way that matters for AI-adjacent work, not just consumer buying decisions.
So for teams building AI products, the takeaway is practical. Rethink endpoint categories, revisit total cost of ownership, and decide where local compute still earns its keep.
AI News by Conjero.